Yesterday we were discussing within the laws of Shemona Esrei, Hilchas Tefillah, that a person is not supposed to eat a meal or certain types of foods before they daven. The next halacha tells us something even greater. It says, "Afil lilmod aser." Even when it comes to a person who wants to learn Torah, which you would think that should be permitted, but it's not. Mechaber says a person is not allowed to even learn mishiagia zman tefillah, from the moment that it's the time which a person is already allowed to daven, which, as we mentioned yesterday, was by Netzachama, when the sun has come out, even though perhaps a person can daven a little earlier under certain circumstances before that. Once that time reaches, a person should not learn. And the problem, before we go further, there's a couple problems. First of all, we know that there are many people that do learn. They learn before davening. It says explicitly here that a person should not. So obviously we have to understand it's not a blanket statement. And furthermore, everyone learns before davening. Everyone. Because in Berachas HaTorah, at the very beginning, we mention the Pesukim, Yivarechecha Hashem, which is from the Torah. Then we have El Devarim, which is Mishnah and Gemara. So we all learn. We all learn before davening. So how can we say this? That a field will mode aser, a person's not to learn. So he says that the reason why we're concerned for this is the Ikl Mechush, because there's a concern. Dilma Matrid Begirsa. Perhaps a person who's so involved in their studies, they're enjoying their learning so much, it's very possible, time flies when you're having fun. So you lose track of time. And v'yavar zman kriyashma utfila. You wake up, and after studying for hours and hours on end, because it's so enjoyable, hopefully you can get to that point of enjoying it that much, that you'll end up realizing that you lost the opportunity to daven. And therefore, better that a person should, at the earliest moment to daven, do so that they should not divert their attention from the possibility of missing the proper time of daven. However, the Mechaber says that if a person it's their custom to go to shul, it's permissible to learn before davening. And the Mishnah Berurah describes what exactly is going on over here. So the issue is in a situation where a person is learning alone. They're learning by themselves, and they're not in shul, a place where people are going to be davening, let's say, a half hour or an hour later. So if you're by yourself, there's no one there to possibly remind you that it's time to daven, then you might end up missing out. However, in this situation where a person, as the Mechaber says, you're already going to the shul, then it's not an issue. Because a person is not going to end up forgetting, they'll end up davening at the proper time because of all these reminders. People will be there to help them out. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im amar l'chaveru she'en lomed." Let's say, for example, if you go up to someone who is not learning, someone who will remind you, "Shimitari begirsa," says, "Do me a favor. Sometimes I might get lose track of time. If I end up doing this, yes, kirenishul yaber hazman mutu lilmo. Just remind me." That it's time to daven, that's not a problem. So therefore, certainly, a person is in a shul where, let's say, they're engaged in learning, in a very sophisticated learning, they're enjoying it so much. The reality is that when it's time for the davening, they'll see that everyone's davening, therefore it's not going to be an issue. And therefore, obviously, it's also not an issue with regard to Berachas HaTorah. Because the whole problem is that you're going to end up not davening at the right time. But if it's already part of the tefillah, it's in the siddur, so obviously you are learning, but it's not an issue. The whole issue is that you might end up not davening at the proper time. However, by saying that part of the davening, which is Berachas HaTorah, and the Pesukim, and the Mishnah, and the Gemara connected to it, that's not something which a person could possibly concern, because a person is, of course, going to continue with their davening. Moving on to the next siman, discusses the proper place that a person should daven, and exactly how that's accomplished. So Mechaber tells us that mispalel, when a person is davening, lo yamoid lo gabi mitab lo gabi kisei lo gabi sasel. A person should not stand on a high place when they daven. Don't stand on a chair when you're davening, or on a bench Right? You're supposed to at least daven on the ground. It says, V'lo al gabi makam gavoa. Not supposed to daven at a high place. And the significance for this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is because l'fi she'ein gabus, there's no such thing as any height before Hashem. Which perhaps the people in the Dor HaFlug learned this by building this tower, going all the way up to reach Hashem. There's no point, if you want to daven to Hashem, and you want Hashem to answer you, listen to my tefillos, by you standing a few feet higher than everyone else, Hashem's not going to hear your tefillos any different. Shnemar, rather, a person should be doing the opposite. As it says, Mimamakim Kirasich Hashem. And in fact, the Be'er Heitev tells us that based on this pasuk, that Mimamakim, from the depths I call out to you, Hashem, which sounds like you're not supposed to daven in a high place, but quite the opposite, there are actually some places that the Be'er Heitev tells us, and there are places as well in some shuls, that Nahagu Shashatz Omid Omuk Mishar Ababes Hachneses. The person who's leading the davening, they daven at a lower place than everyone else. So everyone else is supposed to have the same idea, but the Shlech Tzibur, who represents the congregation, by them davening in a lower place, it instills that concept of Mimam Akim Kirsich Hashem, that I'm davening from the depths, from a lower place. And some places, in fact, what does that mean? You have to go daven on your knees? So you'll see some places that they have actually steps to get to the place where the chazan davens. But that's not necessary, but nonetheless, that's some shuls do have their custom. Okay? Fine. So that's one of the reasons why a person should not daven in such a place. In addition, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mimnei Shekashu Omed Alehem, when you're standing, let's say, for example, on a chair, there's a more logical problem. Hu Tarud V'yarishem Yipol V'yokol Chavim B'tvilaso. If you're so busy standing on this chair, and you might not have such great balance, you're not an acrobat, you're constantly worried, am I going to fall off this chair? So what's the big deal? So if you're not going to worry, you're going to fall off the chair. We don't want that either. The idea is you're not going to be able to daven properly. We want you to be able to daven properly. Therefore, a person should not daven in such a place. Certainly not in a high place, but possibly even at a lower place is preferred. However, the Mechaber tells us what happens, let's say a person does have a different place that they daven, different levels, right? Well, a lot of shuls, for example, the Ezros Nashim is not on the same level. Sometimes women have to go up a few steps, or if a person, let's say for myself, on the shul upstairs, it's a different place. So it's a higher place. Maybe I'm not supposed to daven there. So the Mechaber says that Shir Makam Gavoa Shamu Shosh Tvachim. When it says you're not supposed to daven at something higher than everyone else, it's 3 hand breadths, which is what's called that 9 inches, 9 inches to a foot above everyone else. Hay Gavoa Shlosha, however, if it's 3 Tvachim, 3 hand breadths, however, Vieshbo Arba Amos, Al Arba Amos, Muter Lispalbo. Once it's 4 cubits by 4 cubits, that's considered to be a place onto itself, and it's not an issue. So just as long as you have, let's say, an amma at the most is 8 feet by 8 feet, so if you have an area, even though it's on a different level as the other area, but that's considered to be a separate section, and therefore this law does not apply. So therefore, a person with daven again upstairs in the shul, that certainly is more than arba amos, al arba amos, therefore it's not an issue according to this halacha. It's not a problem at all. In fact, and we'll conclude with this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that there's some bimos that are less than 4 by 4 cubits, and he says, Pashit asul espalah. It seems to me that a person should not daven on such a place. If it's, again, you have to, let's say, to get an aliyah, some places there's, without railings, you have to go up a few steps, and that's where you'll daven. It's like, let's imagine this is a foot off the ground. So apparently that would be a problem if it would not be 4 by 4 cubits. However, he says, L'inyin shamash shimkomo lamusham b'kfiyas l'tzarcha b'es achnesa. So let's say you have a person who it's their set place that they daven, that it's known that that's where that person davens, even though it's true, it's less than 4 by 4, almost, mut anira de muta. He says it appears to me it's not an issue. The whole issue is only if a person would decide to daven there once for whatever reason, but once a person is set, like bikvias, a set place to daven in that area, it's not an issue. Because, again, the halacha, the concept of this idea is that when we daven, we need to lift ourselves up, because Hashem has the ability to listen to our tefillos no matter where we are, and certainly mimamakim, even from the lowest of places. Kaddish.